Hey, thanks for tuning in. I'm Sharita, and this is Spaz. Hey, this episode is going to be about strictly adulting. Adulting 101, just a proportion of adulting. There's so many aspects when it comes to being an adult. I'm only going to touch on a small thing. Really, I'm going to share a story with you guys about a situation that I found myself in, and I was in the midst of a conversation amongst grown men, and I just really wanted to share it. It was a very, very interesting conversation. I'm not going to go into full details because it was so much going on that night. I'm just going to share the triggering points to me that I thought about, you know, and just put that on the table and discuss it. So if you guys are interested in knowing what the conversation was about, maybe y'all got some feedback and y'all want to holler at me and hit me up with it. Let's go ahead and continue to listen. Thanks, guys. What's good, you guys? Welcome to Spaz. I just wanted to come on the mic today and speak to my good people and see what was going on with you guys and how, you know, touch bases and whatnot. It has been hot as hell, and I'm trying to get through the weekend. It is Friday, but by the time you guys hear this, it will be Friday. And so I hope you guys have a solid weekend ahead of you guys. My weekend should be pretty chill. I don't really have too many plans. Well, actually, I was planning on not having any plans, but I guess I committed to some things that I don't even remember committing to. But your girl has been on a very strict, tight budget, and so I've been trying to not, do anything, much of nothing. And so, I don't know, we'll see how this goes. I was telling one of my girls, like, yo, like, I don't even remember committing to that. So, you know, and the way my funds are set up, I don't even understand or get the concept of why I thought I can commit to that. Because your girl got some things going on financially, you know, pay cuts and rent and, you know, just, you know, adulting, which is what I want to come on the mic today and talk to you guys all about. Adulting 101. I mean, we've already had this kind of conversation in the past, you know, kind of dibble dabble, a little drizzle dazzle here and there. But y'all, man, this shit is something else. Like, it's really, I feel like it's a craft, like an art to adult in 2019 and beyond. It's a surreal thing, but at the same time, it's a very rewarding thing, to be able to be on your own and in your own space. I literally was just having a conversation, with a group of people in my class that I have to take weekly, and they were like, hey, like, have you ever thought about having a roommate? And I was like, yo, like, thought has crossed my mind before, you know what I'm saying, to save some money. But sometimes saving money is not worth your peace of mind. You know what I mean? I used to tell myself when I was living with my sister, my first apartment was with my sister, and we stayed with each other for years, maybe like, I don't know, like 8 years or so. And in my mind, I would tell myself, like, okay, I'm going to live with my sister up until, you know, it's time for me to go on my own, or she goes on her own, or we get married, or one of us become a mother, which actually did happen, or, you know, we get into committed relationships. Whatever the case may be, that was going to be my cue of going on by myself. And so when my sister started becoming a mother, I immediately was like, okay. I mean, with my first nephew, it kind of was what it was. I actually enjoyed being there with him and being there for the first year of his life and experiencing those moments with him. It makes me really sad that I wasn't there. And I don't have the same type of a bond with my baby nephew that I do with my first nephew. At the same time, though, let the record show, my baby nephew don't give a fuck about nobody. You know what I'm saying? That literally is just how he is. And so I don't really take it too personal. But I do feel like, damn, like, I don't remember seeing his first steps. Like, I was right there when my nephew took his first steps, his first, you know, pieces of food, him waking up, him crawling on my bed, me teaching him how to get down from my bed, just having little moments here and there that I miss out on with my baby nephew. But with all that being said, of course, you know, we dispersed and went our ways. And I, you know, at the time I moved in with my boyfriend, and so, you know, I had him as a roommate, and it was me and him. And I don't mind living, when I'm in a relationship. Next time, I hope that it's more of an engagement type of a thing, and then next step, marriage. That's the goal. As we all know, things don't always follow the plan, and I can't make my own plan when God already has my life written, right? So, hey, I'm already getting laughed at. But in my mind, in my worldly mind, that's what I see it to be. With that all being said, I, at this point that I'm, you know, by myself, I really enjoy being alone. I enjoy waking up at the crack of dawn if I want to and being hella naked, walking around. I enjoy drinking out the fucking cartons of my own juice that I bought that nobody comes and shares. Now, if you guys are guests in my house, granted, I will not share those kind of cartons with you guys. Y'all know that I'm a German freak, but it's my shit. I pay the rent. You know, I do what the fuck I want to do. And I enjoy that. I enjoy having things be wherever I place them. You know what I mean? Nothing's really moved around because it's just me. And I don't want to, that's not, that doesn't have a price tag on it, you know? So I was telling them, like, yo, like, I just can't do it. Like, I can't. And I'm in an apartment. Maybe if I was in a home, maybe I would feel different. But honestly, even then, it would have to be like some in-law shit to where I don't want to see you if I don't want to see you, because I have moments where I don't want to see people. Like, I just don't. It's different if I'm actually fucking with you. You know, I see your ass all the time. You can go in the living room, I'm over here. It's just a different thing when you're actually in a relationship with somebody versus you know, having to sit there and be like in a, you know, like a roommate, and if they got company that they want to come over and yet they pay half the rent and I don't like your company or I don't want to be bothered with your company, who am I to be selfish and say, no, they can't come over? You know what I mean? And so those are the kind of things that I take into consideration when it comes down to having a roommate. But man, it ain't easy, y'all. I mean, we talk about this all the time, but you know what really got me and what made me want to sit back and discuss about, you know, just kind of speak on it is, it really gets me sometimes when I'm in the presence of adults, like my peers, and they're living the time of their life off of their parents' dime, their grandparents' dime, or their partner, their relationship, or whatever. They're not, what I'm saying is, like, you know, they're not really committing to paying like rent on their own, but they drive the best car. You know what I'm saying? They drive the best car. They take the best trips. They're eating the best lobster. I'm not a steak eater. That's not really good eating to me. But they eat the best lobster, fat ass king crab. Oh, you know, just living good from what it appears. Remember, because these are things that they're exposing. So we don't know what's really going on in the real back of their mind or in their head, whatever the case may be. And they're not even there. If they're paying rent to their, you know, whoever they're staying with, be it their parents, their siblings, their grandparents, whatever, I'm not sure if you guys are, if they're paying the rent or if they're paying a certain bill. And honestly, I really can give a damn if you're just paying like water or PG&E or cable or whatever the case would be. Not if you are above 25 years old. Honestly, for me, I was out on my own at 19. At the same time, I've been kind of solo. Me and my sister, in per se, have been low key like solo taking care of ourselves since we were like little girls, just based off my living situation, how I was. You know, I come from a mom who had a drug past, a father who was barely around like that. He just kind of came around on some fun type shit and was always drunk when he did. And so, you know, just a different lifestyle that I had that caused me to be as independent as I am today, which is actually why I can't really sell my independency at a price. I just can't, because I'm used to being by myself. The only shared space that I can have is with my sister, and that was always limited. You know what I mean? But I can easily share a space with my sister because I always shared space with her growing up, and I know how she is and how she lives. Granted, we definitely do live two different lives, especially her as a mom. Things are always around. But at the same time, my sister is always constantly cleaning, doing her thing. That's a mom thing, you know. It's where there's always toys around and stuff like that. I told you guys how, you know, my nephew comes over, he immediately takes out his toys, and he does not have much, and just throws them all around my house. You know what I mean? I think it's a comfort zone for kids, and I'm 100% okay with that. But just the fact that I don't have any kids right now, I'm not used to living like that, and I don't really want to share my space on that type of a level. Unless I would absolutely have to, like, we have to get in one house, and it would definitely have to be a home. But it really blew my mind to run into this guy I was sitting here talking to, and he has a BMW, a nice one, like a newer year. Granted, y'all, swear to God, I'm not into cars on this kind of, I'm not into luxury cars, unless I have a luxury bank account and a fat ass luxury savings with a business on the way. That's my mentality, and that those are my personal things that I look at. I don't really see myself cashing out like on an expensive ass car, staying in an apartment, and that's me solo. You know what I mean? Like being by myself, paying my own bills, my own rent. I just don't think that makes any sense when I could be, obviously, like, I should be at least in a house. You know what I mean? Like, that just doesn't, to me, it doesn't add up. So when he came at me with all this, and he came through thinking, like, you know, he literally walked through, like, you know, like, he was feeling like he was a man when he walked through. Like, that's the mentality he had, you know? And I know some girls like this, too, but this particular conversation is what got me. And, you know, we got to talking, and, you know, mind you, I just kind of take my own little notes. I don't sit back and, depending on what mood you catch me in, I guess I could say, because at the same time, I ain't got no shame in asking you, like, what's up, though? Like, you living like this, but you still at your grandma's house. You know what I mean? I, depending on how you moved me or if I felt that I loved you enough to holler at you about that real situation, then I might do it. But see, the thing is, that's a little bit too honest and too forward for people. And like we all know, the truth really does hurt. And so that can also lead into an argument. So lately I've been, you know, picking and choosing my battles. I talk with too much passion to have people always understand where I'm coming from. It's easy to be, you know, to sit back and, you know, state my opinion. But then, you know, that there goes an argument if you don't agree with it. And in my heart of hearts, I know that I'm coming from a loving place and I'm not trying to knock you. And I'm just passionate, then there goes an argument, there goes a fallout. You know, I just kind of look at the bigger picture. So, I try to avoid that. So, this particular time, I'm just sitting there taking it in. And it's me, him, it's a group of people. He's with his boys, his lady, and all kind of shit, right? And I'm looking, and his bitch, I don't know her, but his bitch is kind of sitting there, his girl, his woman, his lady, whatever you guys want to call her. She, you know, she was content, you know, she had her own roommate. Mind you, they were about, I'm going to say early to mid 30s, both of them. She has a child. He does not, actually he has one on the way, I believe, with somebody else. But anywho, you know, they obviously have responsibilities. You have responsibilities being 25 plus. You have a responsibility being that age alone. Just alone, it's a blessing to even be there, and that the fact that you are still holding afloat and walking on earth with breath in your lungs, you know, with air in your lungs, you know what I mean? That right there is something, you know, in today's world, that's grace. You know, that is, I definitely believe that's the Most High giving grace on you. But at the same time, and the reality of it in these streets and where we living at and how times is going, it's also a job to maintain, you know, especially being a man, a black man at that. Like, we all know that they out here dying left and right, you know, from neighborhood shootings to, you know, political warfare and shootings. It's just all kind of things going on right now. And so I just think that you should be held accountable and responsible at those age groups. So this man is sitting here bragging on this. He's bragging about his car, which to me was always has always been a very little simple minded thing to me. But that's just how people get down, and things that's been going on before social media even existed. People pulling up, the only thing they got to show is a car that they're leasing or a car that they bought, but they don't have their own pot to piss in. That is so backwards to me, and I don't understand it. And so granted, you know, while he's talking, he's, you know, throwing, you know, all these things out there, and I could tell one particular guy, his boy, and they seem to be pretty close, I could tell that he was really annoyed. This guy ended up, he's actually a really good guy from the vibe that I got from him. It seems like he was hardworking because we're all kind of sitting around the table. We're having dinner. He was a hardworking guy. It appears that he's on his own. He lives on his own. He works. He, you know, legal working. May have a side hustle here and there. Who knows? Who really gets into that? But I could tell he was kind of getting a little aggravated with this boy, like, you know, speaking and how he was talking to him, kind of like talking to him on some, like, oh, you know what I'm saying, but, you know, I got this, and you know what I'm saying, like, hey man, like, you need to get you a big boy toy and da 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 da, whoop whoop. I guess the guy has a bike as well. He has a hog. If y'all don't know what a hog is a Harley. It is what it is. You know, y'all have to learn some ghetto terms on this bitch if you need to. But a hog is a Harley if you didn't already know that. But so I'm guessing he has a hog because he says it. Like, you know, like, you need to get a big boy bike and da 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 whoop whoop. And the guy in particular who's his friend, he's into bikes. He's hella into bikes. And you could tell that in his mind, I could, you know, I'm just reading off energy and vibe. I could tell that he's looking at him like, shit, yeah, nigga, but I buy my own shit. At the same time, in my heart, I'm looking at him like, you ain't gonna say it. You ain't gonna say it. You ain't gonna say it. Because I'm thinking, like, you need to say it because it's a fact. And I wonder if he would have said that, what would his, the bragger, what would his reaction have been? Would he have humbled? Would he have took it in? Would he have came with an excuse? Would he have gotten defensive? How would he have reacted to the fact, to a fact being presented to him? And it's funny because the guy he was talking to didn't say anything. He was silent. He was really resilient. And that was so motivating to me. And I looked at it like, wow, like I it was relatable to me because I too have been in those kind of situations to where, you know, somebody could just be talking. And I know the real, like, I'm sure a lot of us can relate to that. We be knowing the real, like the real. And y'all just be bragging and talking, making it kind of like, you know, underlying, trying to demean us and make us feel like we are inadequate of not being on your quote unquote level when really you're not really on a real level. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause you're not really handling real big boy business or big woman business. Like, you're sitting around and you're not, you know, there's failure, there's setbacks, there's things don't always go as planned. Oh my God, do I know things don't always go as planned? And ooh, talk about some setbacks. I know all these things, but that's life. And that's also what makes life very beautiful. That's also what makes, when you guys hear or you see that, when people be talking about coming from the struggle, then you have something and you appreciate it more when you work hard for it. I'm outside recording on this beautiful day, you guys. And so if you guys hear any background noise, I didn't really feel like recording on my kitchen table. And sometimes I do that. I record whatever, you know, wherever the fuck I please, if that's the mood that I'm in. You know, because it's all about my vibe and my mood. So anywho, if you guys hear anything, that's what you guys are going to be hearing. But, you know, like, those are things that are like the blood, sweat and tears that come behind it. The blessings, the luck, whatever you want to call it, that, you know, just kind of comes hand in hand on it. So I can tell that the guy's like being really, he's hearing him out and he's supporting him. Like, yeah, man, like, that's what's up. That's dope. He's showing him pictures, all kind of shit. His girl, you know, she kind of sitting around, and the vibe I got from her is she's one of those, how can I describe her in Sharita's world? She a money bitch. Maybe that's why I considered her a bitch. I mean, I don't know. She's just, the things that that turns her on or that she's attracted to, I could tell that what attracted her to him was probably his car mentality, his money, and stuff like that. Me as a grown woman, I think that if you'd have took me back to, you know, if I would have asked you, like, okay, like, you know, say we're dating and you're like, hey, let's link up. And I'm on somewhere, okay, well, where do you want to meet? Like, we meet where we got to go. And, you know, okay, I see your car. Eventually, if we start dating, I expect that, you know, I'll be coming to your house one day, right? I'll be seeing where you live, you know. But the minute that I see that you are with your grandma, your mother, and this is where you are, and I don't really feel like you have any aspirations of getting out of this situation, the circumstance, and that you're at a, you know, you're pretty content and where you are, for me personally, that's a major red flag. That's damn near a red flag with me in friendships. You know what I mean? Because I rather relate to my peers and to my friends, and how can I relate to you if you don't even really understand, you know, certain things that we're talking about, because in your mind, I mean, you're just not there. You're not there in your mind. You know, so you're not living. You're not, we are not on the same page. And right now, it really matters to me of surrounding myself with people who are on the same page as me. Or if not, they are on a higher page than me, because I need some kind of a motivation to get to where they are. That's just kind of where I'm at. And I would like to think that people in their late 20s and on will be in that kind of a mind frame, but that's not a fact. That's not where people are. And how he was going about it, we see this daily. Like, really, we see it daily, to where people really will be out here like knocking you for doing the right thing and living, you know, what they will call a mediocre life, you know, eating cup of noodles or not eating at all. We talked about going to bed hungry. You know what I'm saying? You hungry, looking at the fish, ain't no food, you go to sleep. Stuff like that, really understanding that. And you don't get it because your mom is getting up every day cooking you a hot ass meal on her dime, or grandma in there making food on her dime. And you just got it, you know, shit is just given to you. That ain't realistic. And at the same time, I also can relate to the guy, you know, the prana who I'm going to get into that low-key, like, called him on his shit to where it can be frustrating. And low-key, y'all know I don't really fuck with jealousy. I think that's a very strong personality and trait to have. That's just a very, very strong, low-key evil thing to have in you. But at the same time, I'll be lying if I didn't say that we weren't human in the flesh, and that sometimes you may have those kind of moments. I understand that. You know, you, like I said, we're living in the flesh, and that's the reality of it. You may find yourself having a moment to where you, why me? And why are they so lucky? Or, oh, you, they only got this because they got A, B, C, and D, or they got this given to them. Whatever the case may be, or that's like, that ain't fair, they're cheating. Like, they didn't have to pay rent, so they didn't have to, like, try to save money and pay rent and all this kind of stuff. And so we got in the point where we were talking about wages out here in the valley, which is where I live. And they were saying how, and this is ridiculous, you guys. Mind you, this is California. Rent is ridiculously high. And where I stay in the valley, it's even hard to find a $17 an hour job. Do you hear me? $17 an hour, which is literally barely making it. Say our rent is like $1,100. A one bedroom could be up to like $1,200. Literally, that could be a one bedroom. In the Bay Area, studios are going for $18,000, $19,000, sometimes two bands, depending on where you are in the Bay Area. So somebody who's making that amount of money, well, granted, the pay is a little higher in the Bay Area, but still, like, six figures in the Bay Area is not a lot of money. And that's quite a bit of money yearly. And that's literally not a lot of money living that kind of a lifestyle. So that, you got to take away all this in accountability, which we were talking about in the conversation. Mind you, this bragger and his girl, you know, and they're like, you know, I could tell they're really, really flashy and, you know, just, I don't know, just their priorities weren't straight. But when I tell y'all that he got his shit handed to him, is it wrong that, I don't know, it was very interesting to watch. And a part of me wanted to, like, stand on the table and, like, clap and do some kind of dance, because I was so proud that, number one, I've been saying that I feel like men need to get back to checking each other. And I told you guys that this man, yeah, he does have a kid on the way because the baby was brought up. And I guess he's not with the baby mama, or he got a girl pregnant. I don't know what that situation entails, but who really cares? Whatever, that's besides the point. But the guy, pretty much another mutual friend of theirs, low-key, like, kind of, you know, got at him. Like, man, like, when you gonna, you know, get on some real grown man shit and really get on your own? Like, you've been staying with your family ever since you came back from college, because he went away for football. But when he came back, and I guess when he was out there in college, you know, his, you know, obviously he had your family support helping you out, financial aid or school support, scholarship, whatever he had to make ends meet. He never really, from what they were talking about, and it got kind of heated, he never really stood on his own. That's the vibe that I got from it. So him not standing on his own triggered, you know, people, obviously. And so they started going at it, you know, really, really going at it. And the guy, in defense, he was giving him facts. And I can tell he was speaking to him out of love, but it wasn't reciprocated from the other dude. I know I'm probably confusing you guys with the dudes, but I ain't giving no names. But, you know, these guys, it wasn't, you know, reciprocated well. I think he took it, and like he said, actually, he called him a hater. He was a hating-ass nigga, and he always been on his you know, his dick and this, and that. Like, he just took it there, right? And I'm looking at him like, wow, like, and I even said at this point, you know, I had my little 2 cents, and I literally kept it at 2 cents. I was like, yo, like, I really feel like, you know, he's kind of coming at, he's trying to talk to you on some grown man shit. He's coming out of love. And I think I said that when the baby got brought up, because when it comes to kids, I don't fuck around with kids. I don't play with kids. And whatever his partner had told him, it made sense. Like, yo, you finna be a pops. Like, you know, it made sense. But I could tell that he was too ignorant and immature to hear it. But that's our issue now. Like, I want to understand, like, why are people so ignorant and immature to hear the truth or to do things that really matter? How could you be living in your parents' house, driving this in your grandma's house, whatever's house, but you driving this expensive ass car, paying? I mean, mind you, we all know that maintenance on these kind of cars are really, really expensive. You're not paying anything. This particular guy, he's not paying out a damn thing to his, he just doesn't come from that kind of family. I do think that when you are a mom, you know, your parents, you know, I wish that my parents were established enough to where they were in a house and I have my own space to where I could stay with them for a slight, I've had moments of thinking this. I've had, where I could stay with them for a slight minute and stack up money real quick and go buy a house real quick or buy myself a little condo, whatever the case may be. And I don't have that luxury. Everybody doesn't have that luxury that has well-being things. Some people really are out here on their own, though. Like, you know, or maybe the parents ain't stable or the parents ain't fucking with them or whatever the case may be. Everybody's struggle is different, you know, but the struggle is real. And you have to, you know, consider that, different struggles and stuff like that. And people don't take that consideration. So when you're speaking ignorantly about things that you have and you're trying to get at people for not being, quote unquote, on your level, when really you haven't even put no blood, sweat and tears in your, quote unquote, level, you ain't really leveled up. So you, how could you tell me to level up to your level? And nigga, you don't even know what it takes to get to that level. So, you know, so that's how the conversation kind of went. But it really gets me, like, how can people take people serious, you know, in those kind of circumstances, you know what I mean? And why don't the question really is, why do we allow our peers? I mean, granted, I know it ain't our job. We don't get paid to hold their hands and stuff like that and really guide them through life. You know, this adulting shit, we try to make it. I too am trying to make it. So I understand that it's not our responsibility to, you know, to sit back and be worried about what the next person is doing or to help guide them. I do think that you should have friends that help you level up. You should have friends that hold you accountable. You should have family that holds you accountable and pushes you to be the best person that you can be. I do believe in that kind of stuff, but I just, the whole time they're arguing, going back and forth, and shit almost got really heated. That was my main thing. Like, why aren't they checking each other no more in today's world, where I feel like if they did, this wouldn't really be an issue. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't be a surprise. He wouldn't be calling this man a hater. You know what I'm saying? Instead, he'll be sitting down like, hey, man, I would have probably respected him more if he even sat down, understood his position, that you're not paying any rent and you're working, whatever the case may be. Maybe sit down with your boy and talk about some kind of a business hustle that you can get to, because you're trying to get the fuck out your parents' house, your grandparents' house, whatever. You're not even talking about that. You're talking about big boy toys and hogs and trying to go get this boat, and you're not really making no real moves, and you have no desire of moving out of your situation to be better. And I'm looking at the girl like, wow, and that's attractive to you, that this man's not even trying to have a desire to build with you? You got a whole ass kid, though. Like, you know, I see this all the time. I'm not too sure if I see it because this is a valley area, and this is one of the reasons why I don't really like coming around. It's so funny because when all this is popping off, I was with a mutual friend. My friend looked at me and was like, I'm already knowing, Rita, you don't give a fuck about being in this kind of crowd. And I'm looking at her like, bitch, you know I don't. Because I don't. Like, I absolutely don't. I look at this as pure ignorance. And I don't want to share my space with this type of an energy. I just don't. I don't want to share it. I don't want that on me, around me. I don't want it nowhere near me. You know what I'm saying? So it was annoying to even be a part of it or hearing the conversation. But at the same time, I sat there and took it all in and was like, yo, like, this is really something that I talk, that I always question, that I talk about with my friends, and, you know, in the midst of our conversations that we have, and things that I truly don't understand. I don't understand how they can really see nothing wrong with it. You know what I mean? Especially at a time right now when you got your friends telling you that they may be homeless because, you know, rent is going up and they can't afford to live or whatever case may be. Or you got friends, you know, trying to work on living with each other. You know, these are real conversations that your peers have. And these kind of people are a part of the conversation and you don't even have no sympathy to it, or you don't care, or you're in comfortability with it. I don't know where you stand with it. It just makes no sense to me. And so I wonder, will we ever get an answer? I highly doubt it. I highly, highly doubt it. Like, will it ever be a point to where they, you know, people start, you know, society starts looking at things collectively and people really start holding their own peers and, you know, friends accountable? Are you guys still going to keep on allowing people in your presence who are living that kind of way and showboating and knowing damn well they're not taking care of business? And y'all not going to have that kind of level of talk with your friends? Do you not care enough about your friend to where, you know, you don't give a damn if they level up? Or do you not want to tell them that they're being ignorant and that they're not doing things right because you're afraid that when they do get the formula of leveling up, they're going to surpass you. I mean, what is it? You know what I mean? Like, all these kind of thoughts just literally go through my mind when I'm in it, when I'm in the midst of this. Like, it's just, it's so surreal to me. But I do think that it's, I mean, there's nothing wrong, especially now, things are really hard, you know, maintaining living on your own, in whether you're in a relationship, whether you're single, whether you're roommating, whatever the case may be, it's really hard, you know, financially making money and, you know, paying and still, you know, trying to save money to buy and own this, all kind of things. One thing that I always think about, I wish that I came from a background, like I said, man, earlier, where your parents, you know, anybody who has their parents who were actually, you know, doing what they're supposed to do and they set them up, they allow them, you know, room to grow and to get their things together and then just throw them out there on the streets and sink or swim type of thing or whatever the case may be, man. Y'all, trust me when I say you guys are truly blessed. Truly, truly blessed, because I'm here to tell you, man, it ain't easy. Like, it's not easy. I didn't have that set up. You know what I mean? I didn't have, not that my mom definitely supports me and whatever it is that I do. And if I need her, she got it. The only thing is my mom barely making it. You know what I mean? My mom is, you know, on a fixed income. My mom is barely, you know, we never had much and stuff like that. It's to the point to where I can't wait to get on to make sure she good, you know? It's the complete opposite. I didn't have that. So if you got those kind of, you came from that kind of a background, man, that's a blessing. Don't take it for granted. Don't misuse it either, but don't take it for granted. And then also don't sit back and try to shit on the people who didn't have that, who got to, you know, start from scratch up. Don't make them feel like, you know, they ain't doing what they got to do, or, you know what I mean? Whatever the case may be, they're not on your level. They behind. Don't do that, because everybody has a reason for everything and you don't know what that reason is. As simple as that. You have no idea what that reason is. So, you know, let's just be surreal with it. It's been birds on my AC unit in my apartment building a nest on my goddamn AC unit. And it pisses me off because they're shitting all over my patio. Like, it's starting to get really disgusting. And I pay way too much for it to be having y'all just shit on my patio. Like, what the fuck? And they better not get near my plants either. And that's what they better not do, because I'm going to take a bath to them damn birds. That's so violent, but that's really how I feel, because I'm just so irritated by it. And they must have a baby, because I'll sit on the other side and kind of watch the area. So I'm thinking it might be a little, either an egg in there that they're trying to like nest, because they don't fly too far from it. But anywho, you know, blessing in disguise, but adulting ain't easy, y'all. But somebody got to do it. We all got to do it, as a matter of fact. We all got to grow up and be adults. That's just kind of what it is. And so, yeah, like, my booked and busy weekend, like I told you guys, how I'm going to be doing a lot this weekend, and I'm already tired. I'm literally already tired at the thought of it, but I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good time. I'm excited to go to the little events that I'm going to. Lord knows I don't really get out much, and they should be pretty chill and pretty reasonable events, and so I'm really excited about that. My girl's birthday, well, she's like my sis, I call her sis. Her birthday is Saturday, so I should be trying to link up with her and, you know, go from there. I'm not going to really keep this fast too long because I got things to do, but I just wanted to get on here and talk about adulting 101 and share that story with you guys. It's quite interesting, and I'm really leaving a lot out. I wish you guys was there. I wish I had a camera. I do got cameras, but I wish that I could have recorded it and did a voice. So I've been thinking about that. That's going to be a long, long time coming, though. But I really wish that I can expose certain things to you guys, and you guys can see through my eyes and really envision the shit that I be seeing and dealing with, man. Man, it should be wild, y'all. It's all good, though. This was fast.